Now back to Clout.
You're listening to Clout with Richard Green.
And so we're back with my friend, healer, counselor, Sherry Covens, who I think has some fabulously unique and interesting perspectives on life. And we're going to be talking about her therapy and how she's helped people and how she has been able to identify issues that, God, you know, you never would think of. You never would think of. Sherry, thank you so much for being with us. And so let's go back. Yeah. So you've got these three things. Most of the time you're saying they come from our ancestors who have had experiences, traumas, et cetera, that have caused them to feel either guilty, not worthy, or not enough, right?
Exactly. Unresolved.
So where then?
Unresolved issues. I can give you one other brief, very simple example of that.
Go ahead.
For your listeners. Okay, I had one client. She happened to have been from, she's Eastern Indian, okay, from India. That was her family lineage. Well, she just felt stifled. She would only get so far and then drop back in her approach to success. She always felt like she was totally out of control. Well, when we did her ancestral regression, we saw an ancestor who was many generations back, who was part of the Indian caste system, who was at the lowest level and was literally out of control of his life. And we saw him, his face was in the dirt. He was being treated like dirt. And, you know, so you can imagine how many generations it took for that caste to change. And so the built-up resentment, the built-up helplessness, the built-up powerlessness, it just builds generation after generation. And so we now have the tools to recognize this and go to that point of origin and change it. But we don't always just have to go to ancestral regression. There's two other areas that we can actually change these debilitating energies very quickly.
But let's go back to that. Now, mm-hmm. That doesn't sound like a very big deal. That's not like having your head chopped off or being burned at the stake. You're talking about some fairly relatively minor insults, but yet those can stay in the DNA and be passed on and on and on, and what, be aggravated and enhanced?
Absolutely. And Richard, that is a brilliant observation, actually. You're saying, yes, that's not life. You know, it wasn't like it was brutally, physically. You know, he was probably beaten in that lifetime. But the point is that's why I call these traumas misunderstandings. Something happens to someone, and they make a decision about life. It's why we call it reference points. This technique is called reference point therapy, because then for them, you know, life equals being out of control.
So it really, what you're saying is it's highly, highly subjective. It's not this objective standard where if you experience trauma beyond a certain point of pain threshold, then something happens. It could be a very minor thing. You then make a decision about who you are, I guess, your level of worth and deservability or enoughness.
Absolutely, based on how you're treated. And that's the whole misunderstanding, that who we are is based upon the external world around us.
Well, no, but see, I would argue there, because ultimately it's our interpretation of that. I mean, if someone came and slapped the Dalai Lama in the face, the Dalai Lama would go, compassion on you, my brother.
Yes.
And I'm so sorry that you felt like you needed to do that.
Yes.
Whereas someone who is less evolved could go all the way to the point of shame. It's like, oh my God, I guess I'm a piece of you know what. Otherwise, no one would be slapping me in the face. It's all me, and I'm a horrible human being.
Exactly, and that's why I call it a misunderstanding when someone is making a decision about themselves based on someone else's behavior towards them, because we don't recognize in those conditions. I mean, those circumstances, that other person is acting from their own wounds, from their own misunderstandings, from their own misalignment with their highest authentic self, which is unconditional love and compassion. And, you know, if you're being that, you're going to treat everybody lovingly. And so when us humans are treated by other humans in unloving ways, sadly it causes, you know, human beings to make decisions about life and about who they are and what they are.
Okay, so let's get real here. Every single one of us is born with our DNA, and mm-hmm. that DNA is not just a bunch of proteins and chemicals that have combined in certain ways. It actually is. It has absorbed these energy patterns, these feelings. Sorry, we're going to have to hold it right here. We're talking to Sherry Covens, who is a healer and a really interesting philosopher about psychology and how we have ended up the way that we have ended up and how we can undo some of the issues that are holding us back in our life. And I think you'll find it really interesting to continue to listen and maybe even, you know, reach out and talk to her as well, because as Gandhi said, we have to be the change that we want to see in the world. And nobody that I've met in my life. Some have come close, but nobody that I've met in my life is perfected and has finished their job of changing themselves to be the most that they can be. So everybody stay tuned. We'll be back with more with Sherry Kovens here on Air America on Hollywood Cloud. This is Richard Greene.